what a great opportunity for us today. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Blair, and I've known him for years, but in the atmosphere and having the opportunity to play such a caliber team, it's really helping our program. I'm very pleased with our effort. You know, they're big, they're athletic, maybe a little intimidating at times. I saw some good things out of my team. I don't think we gave up, but this, like I said, we're going to take this experience and go home and learn from it. Much better performance this year than it was last year. That was a very embarrassing game for me last year. And, you know, I have a very young team. I can live with the mistakes right now as long as we're given the effort and buying in.
You all talk about that, Coach. You know, early, particularly in the third quarter, you guys got a lot of loose balls, seemed to fight for them. Just talk about your play, what sparked you guys' play today.
Well, oh, go ahead. Was it her? Was it me? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I touched you.
Ask the players first.
Okay, sorry.
No,
go ahead.
I think today we were just trying to come in and prove a point. You know, we are the underdogs in this battle today, and we just wanted to come in and let everybody know who Central Arkansas is. Like, we're not going to back down. We're tough. Like, we may be young, but we're going to fight. We're going to give the effort. And the third quarter, we all just realized we're in it. Like, the game could really go either way. And so we're going to give all we got. And no matter what, we got to play for Coach Rushen, play for, you know, who we have on our chest. So I think that was the biggest thing for us coming into this game and how we played today. Play for what we got on our chest. Play for Central Arkansas.
And what about the students? Sometimes, like Coach said, it could be intimidating. Did you feel that the crowd here, the youngsters, actually helped you guys play today? Or, you know, what about the crowd?
I mean, the kids are awesome. We've been playing in front of them for like 3-4 games. I mean, you know, they're loud and they're cheering. They were cheering for the Aggies, but I mean, we actually like having them out here, like playing for them, showing them where they could be if they wanted to choose this route.
And this is the third game we've had elementary. Yeah. We've had the luck of the draw this year. This is really the third time.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And Coach, what about that? You talked about how hard we see it for one time and look at the scores. Was this your best game of the year, or how do you feel, you know?
I think this was really, I mean, like I said, you can't judge it by the score. You know, I think it might be, and we want to build on this. You know, I'd much rather build on something and go back and correct things when you win right than when you lose this bad. But we are playing such a caliber team. I mean, they're going to be in the Final Four. Don't listen to Coach Blair if he says otherwise, because they've got all the tools.
Now, what about you were competing hard for loose balls in the first half. Now, what about the third quarter when you actually outscored them? Was anything different? You guys do anything different in the third quarter?
That was one of the things. We wanted to control the offensive rebounding, okay? But, I mean, they're so much bigger and taller. We didn't actually reach our goal on the offensive boards that we wanted to, but we want to have the little successes. And I thought that third quarter, I know, in the huddle, I said, y'all, we have won the first 5 minutes, and there's a meeting. I said, let's win the second 5 minutes, and we did. And I think that's important for them to see that small success. And the small things are going to turn into big things. And that's the thing they have to understand. This is going to prepare us for our conference. I mean, we're out there banging. You know, we've had a couple injuries, and this was actually – we don't have a – player with us right now, Terry Crawford. She's at home. The last ball game, Jackson State, was the only time this year we had the whole team together, and then she's hurt. So we're still trying to put people in the right positions, and we'll figure it out. I mean, we'll figure it out. We have to figure it out before December 18th when we open up a conference. Did I answer your question?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited about that. That's what we're going to talk about. When we go home, we're going to talk about that third quarter. But we're also going to talk about the last 5 minutes of the ball game, too. I don't think we made very good decisions down the stretch. I thought we got shot happy and just kind of standing around.
Ro, what were your thoughts on the third quarter?
I think that we just really, again, wanted just to fight, play for Central Arkansas. And, again, like, we started, you know, getting a little run, started playing together, and, like, that's really our key, play smart, play hard, play together. And in that third quarter, that really showed us the team that we can be, especially in our conference, playing at this caliber, that type of third quarter. You know, when we play in our conference, that type of third quarter is going to win us championships. And we're trying to get to the point where we play at a championship level all the time. And that third quarter gives us a little hint about who we can be, and we got to keep building off of that. We had another one the first two quarters when we played Tennessee. This is another one that's shown us, like, we can now do it in the second half as well. We haven't been having good after we come out the breaks, and that third quarter showed us we need to be a 40-minute team, and we can be.
And we preach all the time 40 minutes. And I'll – great opportunity for our players to be on the big stage, because this is where we want to be in March. We want to have the opportunity to be back on the big stage.
Keep battling every day, and we're going to get better. We are young. We got a lot of transfers. We got a lot of freshmen. And, you know, when March comes, anything can come. And so as long as we get better now and we play these teams now, we know what we're up against. And when we win ourselves our Southland Championship, we will be back here in March, and we will have the experience from Coach Russian planning our schedule already with our non-conference games, and we want to be dancing in March.
See, I like that. Y'all see? Right frame of mind.